Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yo, Nancy Ngoma, ikhulumudaba la bazalwane, Harold, Melvin, and the Blue Notes. Bathi, wake up, everybody. Asekho isikhathi sokulala. Vuka. Uthi, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. Uthi, the world has changed so very much from what it used to be. So uma silala thina ubani ozoshintsha konke lokwenzakalayo la emhlabeni. Uthi wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Uthi wake up all the doctors, make all people well. Wake up all the builders, uthi skathi sokwakha a new land. Yo, prophetess, uyamuzwa uthini lo mhlabeleli? Uyazi nje uyasithethisa mara ngendlela enhle, usithethisa ngothando uyamuzwa. Uthi silele too much, yingakho izinto zimosheka la emhlabeni. Sawubona njani?
Siyabulela mami, njani?
Ngiyaphila nami. Bengithi nje bezwa balaleli ukuthi usukhona. Hey, phela last week hayi bezibuya.
Oh, thank you so much,
ngikhona. Yo, uyazi. Amen. Uyazi usifake kulonyaka omusha. Uyazi nje nginomdlandla mina la ngikhona. After ukuthi ngizwe le yamfundiso ya last week. Hayi bona, ngiyawakuka amasokisi. Ngingena kulonyaka, ngingena ngovosho. Uyamasovosho.
Oh, we bless the Lord.
Amen. Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
Yes, manthathe nje lithuba nibulise. Kuni nonke abaphulaphu libe Radio Pulpit, wherever you may be listening from, ngiyanibulisa ke this afternoon, egameni elihle lenkosi uJesu waseNazaretha. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Siyabonga prophetess ukuthi uphinde usinikeze sinye isikhathi kulolu suku. Ya sizohlala nawe kusukela manje njoba selishayile ihora lesine kuze kuyoshaya u 5:30. Nabo bonke nje abasanda kungena ngithi wamkelekile kuleli khaya elinomfutho, ikhaya elinothando, singumngani, singumsizi wansuku zonke. Okuhle sikhona kuwo wonke ama platform online siku Radio Pulpit app, ungangena na ku website www.radiopulpit.co.za, ngena na ku DSTV ku audio book 882, umsebenzi open view asikuvaleli ngaphandle, sicinge lapha ya kuma radio channel siku channel 607. Prophetess, sizoxoxa indaba noma ngathi sizongena kwi discussion yosuku namuhla sithi stay on course.
Stay on course.
Yes.
Brighter ungalahleki. Last week besingene ngevosho as we said.
Yeah.
Sithi ukholo liyagcinwa.
Amen.
The faith.
Yeah.
Yamba nabantu kakuhle ku 2024 singenile simfumene. And we bless the Lord.
Amen.
Now we're moving along. We are staying on course. Ungalahleki.
Yeah. Sizoyixoxa le ndaba prophetess ibambe kancane lapho ne sithi ukuthatha ikhefu.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit, ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe eliminyama.
Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele ku radiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na ku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Njengoba ke uprofetess Mthombeni eseyibekile indaba etafuleni namuhla sithi stay on course ungalahleki mzalwane. Mhlambe prophetess siqale ngokuthi sichazele amagama la or the phrase ethi stay on course isho ukuthini kahlehle biblically
meaning. Okay, let's start generally ne.
Yeah.
Umphula kulo mamele when you listening, stay on course. Ungalahleki. Meaning it you keep going strong to the end of a race or a contest.
Mm.
Another one, it pursue a difficult task to the end. But indumi when we come to biblical terms, indumi 119 yasichazela kakuhle from verse 1 to 8.
Mm.
It you are blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God.
Mm.
You are blessed when you follow his directions, doing your best to find him.
Mm. Okay.
That is Psalm 119.
Yeah.
You are blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. Now, this is about radio pulpit to make them understand ukuthi bamfumene unyaka ka 2024 saligcina ukholo sisonke sihamba ngalo siligcinile ukholo. Now we need ukuthi sizinziswe, we need to stay on course ngoba zininzi izinto ezibangela ukuthi abantwana bakaThixo baphume endleleni, ezibangela ukuthi abantwana bakaThixo boyisakale endleleni, abantwana bakaThixo bayabiwa bahle. Spiritual spirit esidibana nazo emsebenzini, dibana nazo emakhayeni ethu, dibana nazo in our socials, everywhere we are surrounded by a wave of discouragement. Emabandleni there's a wave of discouragement. Church is not what it used to be anymore. It's not a safe space anymore. But into zawugcina abazalwane nabantu abantwana bakaThixo is to have a deeper understanding to stay on course. Imimoya yabhudla imangela ukuthi singakwazi ukubheka phambili. So discouraging moments, udiscourage ngumyeni, discourage ngabantwana, there's a lot that we are facing. Pressure is imminent. But you need to stay on course. And to be able to stay on course, ungalahleki. Ngoba we are on a journey. This is a race. Ukhumbule. There is a race that I must run.
Mm.
There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to be through. So we are traveling, we are taking a journey. There's a lot that is happening. You remember in the Israel, Epuma is a lot of Epuma Chiputa, Esiakana. Now, izange yalahleka ukuthi bakhuthiwe eGibhithe. Now, basendleleni ebheka to the promised land, but there's so much going on from Egypt to Canaan. And babe baninzi abalahleka endleleni due to so many trials, so many attacks, so many imimoya ehlaselayo. Babe baninzi abangazange bafike eCanaan. So we are making aware abantwana bakaThixo ukuthi they must stay on course. You pursue. When you are pursuing something, but the Bible instructs us that we pursue holiness, we pursue righteousness, meaning that God understands it will not be easy. God understands ukuthi kuzaba khona izinto ezikuvimbayo, kuzaba khona izinto ezikuhlaselayo, that you do not obtain the promise uThixo akuthembise ngayo. Ngoba you must understand impulafuli apha, we are resting upon the promises of God. So, Sizama, by all means, we are trying our best to stay on course so that we do not lose the promise that is set before us. Can you see that he will never leave us?
He will never forsake. Uthembisile ukuthi uzokwenza imisebenzi yamandla. But there's one condition that you concentrate. Nizingcwalise. Uthembisile ezwini lakhe about everything good emhlabeni. Kodwa there's a condition that you need to stay on course. Izinto zikhona zikuhlasela, zikubetha left, right and center. But you need to stay on course. Dakhe nenze umzekelo kwenye indawo. I made an example about the Titanic, the ship of the Titanic, when it was sinking, the biggest ship of them all. When it was sinking, is starring the low movie, they were drowning, people were dying left, right, and center. There was so much chaos going on, but they had to jump, ngoba. The ship was sinking. And they jumped into the sea. Into yabenza ukuthi bakwazi ukuma. They grabbed everything surrounding them, ukuze bakwazi just to keep their head above the water. But kwafuneka ukuthi basebenzise nayiphi na into ezabangela ukuthi they don't go down, ezabangela ukuthi they don't drown. So that strikes me that singabantwana bakaThixo, you use every spiritual weapon ezokwazi ukuncedisana, that you rise above any situation, you rise above any attack ezabibekelwe wena. That is why the word says, asikho, asikho isikhali esilolelwe wena esizophuma. No weapon. Akuthwa some. Kuthwa no weapon. Yeah. There are situations ezikwenza woyike. Ukhona ukuthi, I will not survive this one. This one is too huge. I will not make it. I will not. There was, even in 2023, there were situations when you thought you will never be able to make it to 2024. There were situations that uthixo uzijongile awunawukwazi ukumelana nazo. But here you are. Here you are. You are going strong. Meaning that asikho isikhali esilolelwe wena esizophumelela. Now you need to have this mindset to stay on course. Kwimimoya ebhudlayo, kwimicelimngeni, kwizinto, the attacks and all. When you are going to work, you are attacked. When you are at home, you are attacked. When you are social, you are going out, you are attacked. There's so much going on. But bear in mind and rest in this promise. You need to stay on course. You need to stay above every situation. And in this letter, Londo, is to pursue. Ngoba, you are blessed when you stay on course. Walking steadily on the road revealed by God. You walk according to the instruction, the obedience. You become obedient to the word of God. You need to stay on course because you are blessed when you follow his direction, doing your best, doing finding. Walking with God is no peanut butter and jelly. You don't smile your way to heaven. There are things ofuneke ulwe nazo in order to grow and go to the next level. Na kulo next level uzofika kunama demon and next level. Oza ofuneke ufike ulwe nawo in order to reach. Ngoba we move. The Bible says we move from glory to glory. Yeah. We don't stay in one place. Therefore, when you move, the devil tries other strategies. On that level, and the one that you are going to, he will try other means to bring you down. So you need to be aware, spiritually connected. What time is it now? We need believers. They have a deeper understanding of the word of God. They don't just read for the sake of reading. They don't. That is why we are instructed. We meditate upon it. Day and night, because sizogcinwa lilo. Ayikho enye into ezosigcina. Asizogcinwa zizithethe nezinto zecawa. Sizawugcinwa lilizwi ngoba lona linamandla. Ilizwi lihlaba lahlule sharper than any double-edged sword. Lona likwazi ukufinyelela where people cannot reach. That is the word of God. So in these last days, as you are listening, Mpunapulwa Radio Pulpit, you must understand to stay on course. Ungalahleki. It means you need to keep, you need to pursue, you need to keep at it. And in those cases, okay, mind you, they require consistency. You don't say, I prayed last year, nothing happened, I prayed tonight. You need to be consistent. We don't stay in the Lord. Yes, we could have this and that. It's normal. There's nothing wrong with that. But you must have a deeper understanding. Yokuthi, uthixo umkhonzi ngoba, umkhonza nokuba. awumkhonzi ngoba ufuna imali eningi, awumkhonzi ngoba ufuna abantwana bakho babe right, awumkhonzi ngoba umkhonza ngoba une deep understanding who he is over your life, his lordship over your life, his ruling, his ever omnipotent wow. on your life, his over omnipresent in your life. You understand who he is. He reigns and he rules forevermore. Whether I live or die, whether I smile, whether I cry, laugh, but yenuhlale nguThixo. Isihlalo sakhe asina duration. He's not voted in. He's not voted out. He's the founder of his own body. So ukumkhonza kwam and nenzele ifavor uThixo, ngimkhonza ngoba I have a deeper understanding who he is over my life. As we pursue 2024 with our plans, with everything that we are excited about, let us not lose the understanding to stay on course. Unandonina odibana nayo endleleni ezama ukuphosela phansi ikukhashele phansi. Pursue, keep at it. Have a deeper understanding of the word. Ungangabi nazo zonke izinto kodwa lidle incwadi yalamazwi, ihlale mphulaphuli weradio pulpit ezibilinini zakho. You speak the word over your situation. Ulithethe sewungaboni themba, ulithethe selungenamandla, ulithethe selizinto zingahambi ngokwendlela, seliminqweno yakho ingafezeki, kodwa uhlale uthi utshilo elizwini lakho, that way, only that way, you are staying on course. You refuse ukuthi ulahleke. That way, you are staying on course.
Mm. Wow. Yo, keep going, mzalwane. Hold on. Persevere. Kuze kube sekugcineni. Stay on course. Ungalahleki. Yay. Ukuze ungalahleki ke ukuthi uhlale ebukhoneni buka Jehova. Nanoma kunzima kangakanani. Uyazi prophetess inkinga yethu yini ne? Ukuthi ngezinye izikhathi uma kunzima empilweni, siyambalekela uNkulunkulu kunokuthi siye kuye, siyambalekela. Umbalekela kanjani ngoba yilapho manje udinga usizo lwakhe kakhulu.
Sibaleka le ndawo inoncedo lwethu.
Yebo. Shu. Uyazi
ufuna amancedo abantu.
Ehhe, and abantu manje bazokuhlanganisela izinto okuwukuthi manje zizokulahla kokugcina.
Inkinga bahle is that abantu bakholwa izinto eziphathekayo.
Yeah.
Abantu bakholwa instant what?
Mm.
Microwave, instant this, instant that. The waiting period.
Mm.
That is why the Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord, that they shall renew their strength.
Yeah,
they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they will never go weary. Abathembele enkosini abapheli. Behlangabezwana zizinto ebekumele ukuthi ziyabaqeda, kodwa abapheli ngoba ithemba labo alikho sezintweni, ithemba labo alikho sebantwini. Ithemba labo alikho kwinto ezibonwayo. Kodwa they have a deeper understanding yokuthi noma kungekenzeki ngalo mzuzu, I know kuzogqibela uThixo, ngoba he's not only the Alpha, but he's also the Omega. So oqalile umsebenzi empilweni uzowuqeda.
Yeah.
Uzogqibela uThixo nobuyalila mphulaphuli weradio pulpit. Izinto azihlangani. I agree with you. There's a moment where you pray and nothing moves. You pray and nothing moves. But the Lord is saying to us, into masingalahleki, masihlale, ngoba kuyahlaliwa kuye, uhlala kuye ungenanto. Hlale kuye ngathi usisidenge. Remember the story of Job. We know the story of Job. But it is the remembrance. Yokuthi kuyahlaliwa kuye without expecting anything. Ngoba uJob was not promised anything. Wayengayazi noba izaba khona i-restoration. He was not aware that God is going to restore him in multifold. But he stayed. He stayed in position. He never lost his position. Even the wife, the immediate partner, wathi kuye, why don't you curse this God and die? Ngoba isebenzi lento. kodwa lando ka Thixo yahlala ingenazo impendulo. We stay even though we do not have answers, but we stay. We refuse to be moved or shaken. We stay on course. Yahlala indoda ka Thixo ibambelele inuka amathumba. Uyalazi ithumba bahle. Ithumba is a what we call it.
Siyalazi ithumba mfundisi.
Ithumba.
Yeah.
Liyanuka libhlungu the pain that you may have. Ithumba all over your body, a boil all over your body. You can imagine abantu abafuna ukusondela kuwe. There are situations where zibhekelisa abantu. In situations esikuzo, uzigqibela unabangane, awunabangane anymore. You are a loner because of your situation. Uyanukula ivumbe elibi ebantwini, but you stay on course. Wahlala uJob selethiwe nangunkosikazi wakhe. He stayed on course.
Yeah.
And boom, restoration was prepared. Restoration was right round the corner for him. And he received every promise that God promised upon his life. Though God did not reveal the promise to him, but God knew ukuthi wena you deserve to have the promise. And he was restored. And he was restored beyond everything that he had before. That's how God operates. Uyabathanda abathembele ngaye, not abathembele kwizinto. Hlukana nezinto. That is why the word requires ukuthi we seek ye first his kingdom. And everything else that we want and we require, it will follow us. It will be added unto us.
Amen.
The only requirement ukuthi we stay. Staying power. You know what staying power? Staying power, Mpulapuli, is when you are justified to quit, but you don't quit. When everything is working against you, when your back is against the wall, but you stay put, you stay in your position. That is a staying power.
Wow.
When you are tried and tested, and the word declares that when after he has tested me, only after he has tested me, I will come out.
Amen. Amen.
Only after he has tested you. Mpulapulwe radio pulpit. Only after he has tested you. And then you will come out. You are going to come out. That is an assurance. But only after he has tested you. God does not use untested material. God needs to test the material for further use.
Amen. Yo. Ungalahleki mzalwane usuyithola usemajukujukwini uNkulunkulu uthi hlala kuye linda kuye and he will help you to stay the course mfundisi asithathe na umhlabelelo uza ngosilo malide uthi we were foreigners siyabuya ba mlalelo mohle siyabuya emveni kwalomhlabelelo siqhubeke ngenxoxo yethu.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Usilo Malete uthi we were foreigners. Kodwa asisayibona bazalwane manje ama foreigner ngobani ngoba sizalwe kabusha. We are no more strangers. We are no more foreigners. We were born by grace, by faith. We are the temple of the Lord. We are the head. We are the sons of God. Ngibuyile naye o prophetess Mthombeni. Siyaqhubeka la sithi keep going mzalwane. Stay on course. Ungalahleki. Yo. Sifunde incwadi ka Psalm 119 lapha ku verse 1 to 8 ifake lapho kuma notes wakho mzalwane. So mfundisi, earlier on we khulume in passing lendaba ne uthi imimoya iyatshontshwa. That's deep. And ngiyacabanga ukuthi that is why sibona kwenzakala izinto nje okuwukuthi asiqondakali ingoba sometimes abantu imimoya yabo itshontshiwe but abak realize lokho.
Yes.
So itshontshwa kanjani le mimoya?
Imimoya iyantshontsha.
Mm.
Imimoya yo imimoya iyeba abantwana bakaThixo bayamkwa with different spirits ezibalandelayo. We come from different backgrounds, you know. Umuntu selesindisiwe kubona ukuthi akukho lula ngoba usindiswe yedwa kokwabo because they are not used to this. Now imimoya yakhona is holding you back. Uyazama ukwenza okuhle, uyazama ukuthi you go to school, you find a job, you're trying to better your life and do all these things that are good, but akuhlangani ngoba kunemimoya elwa nawe engafuni ukuthi wena ubreak that generational stumbling block, ubreak lento yohlula abazali bakho, ubreak lento yohlula your siblings. You are the one that's going to rise above. Izinto abekuthiwe ngeke zenzeke kweli khaya zizokwenziwa nguwe. Wena umphulaphuli we-radio pulpit, you will be the one ozawukwazi ukuthi rise above. You will be the one ozotshintsha i-narrative kokwenu emsebenzini, in society. You remember kuthiwa the Bible said kwenye indawo, I can't remember the scripture, but ithi, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Ingakhona impela ophume eNazareth aphendula uPhilip athi uPhilip, come and see for yourself, meaning that andifuni nobe ndimthethelela ngulobe kusithiwa ngekhe kwenzeke, ngulobe kusithiwa akusoze kuhlume lutho, ngulobe kusithiwa zonke into zifile. Ndithetha nomphulaphula weradio pulpit, sekuthethwe konke, they declared you null and void, but ngeke uphumelele. Ingakhona into enophuma eNazaretha bazawubizana ngawe, bazawuthi come and see for yourself. Nguye lo bekusithiwa ngekhe afunde, ngekhe abe nabantwana, ngekhe atshate. You will never drive a car. That will be you. 2024 izoba nguwe when you stay in the position, when you refuse ukuthi ukondwe phansi, when you stay on course, ungalahlekiswa yimimoya elahlekisa abantu. Ungabhidwa zizinto ezilahlekisa abantu. Refuse uzixelele wena ukuthi ndizoba ngulo uzohlala sekungahlaleki, uzothetha izwi selimekwithi lichanyele ilizwi, ulithethe ingathi awunayo ingqondo, uthethe lona kwisituation engavumi, ulithethe ngoba lona lizawuzala okungekho kube khona. I'm trying to tell you, umphulaphuli weradio pulpit, stay on course. Imimoya ivunguza isilwa nawe, ilwa ngezwi, ilwa ngokutsho kwakhe, ngoba utshilo ezwini lakhe, said, and everything that he said shall come to pass, ngoba uliphakamisile izwi lakhe, ulihloniphile izwi lakhe ngaphezu kwegama lakhe.
Wow. Mhlawumbe omunye uthi, hey prophetess, uyazi nje ngiyakuzo uyakhuluma. Mina lonyaka lo nje uyazi soqale ngendlela okuwukuthi angazi ukuthi the next 11 months ngizokhopa yini ngoba kwamanje nje kunzima. So uthi prophetess, how do I stay the course uma izinto zikanje? How do I stay the course? Good tough ngalendlela good tough ngayo kwamanje.
I understand kunzima, as I've stated before.
Yeah.
Silwa nento singazazi. Silwa nento singaziboni. Kunzima kwa uvuka ekuseni, when you wake up in the morning, uzazi ukuthi you have conquered. You have survived it all. Ngoba abanye abavuki. Abanye they don't see the next day. Kunzima bahle.
Yeah.
But praise be to God.
God has revealed to us ukuthi what is trouble zethu zikamoya. We need to take up his trouble zethu zikamoya esihlala kuso. We need to dwell in his word. We need to take him as his word. Ekuthweni kwezwi lakhe. We need to stay in the prayer closet. Ungalizeli sitsho ngesixhosa. Ungayilizeli indawo yakho yokuthandaza. Meaning that don't wander and leave your place of prayer, your sacred place. Ngoba kulapho sifumana amandla khona. Ayikho formula mphulaphulwa radio pulpit esizokunika yona. Ethi uma uhambe ngolhlobo, it's guaranteed. Uma wenzu enobinosi, uma sukunika a bottle of water, surely your things will go accordingly. No. We don't do that. We don't have that kind. The only guarantee that we have is in the place of prayer. In our war room, that is where our guarantees are coming from. That is where ukuthi amandla siwathola ebudlelaneni naye. There's a supernatural deposit when you are in your place of prayer. There's a supernatural transaction when ungayilizeli indawo yakho yokuthandaza. When uyiqukela indawo yakho yokuthandaza, kunamandla mphulaphuli we-radio pulpit adepositwayo. Ungangawaboni ingathi wenza i-routine. No! There's a supernatural transaction that happens between you and the heavens when you are in your place of prayer. Kulapho ufumana udonsa khona amandla, kuvuswa into ebezilele in your place of prayer. That is why the Bible requires us ukuthi hlalani emthandazweni ningayeki. Pray without ceasing. Ningayeki. Read, meditate upon the word day in and day out. That is the only way that your spiritual weapon. You mustn't ungazilahli isixhobo. In order for you to be able to rise above it all, in order for you to be able to stand the test of time, in order for you to be able to carry the presence of God everywhere that you go, you need to be prayerful. You need to meditate upon the word. You need to be steadfast. Kulapho uzafumana khona, you gain your spiritual muscle. Ukwazi umelana nezinto ebezingebehle zokubulela.
Pabilini ukhulume ngoJobe, ya ngomunye wabantu ukuthi sibuka kuyena and siyaqina ekholweni kwethu uma sibuka uhambo lwakhe ukuthi lwalunzima kangakanani kodwa azange alahle ukholo lwakhe. So besides uJobe, who else eBhayibhelini stayed on course?
UPaul. When you listen to Paul instructing us, uti the common verse, uti I have run the race, I have kept the faith, and all these things. Meaning that it doesn't mean this into as mehlele you Paul.
Yeah.
Without even that verse, there are many verses asixelelayo exelela ibandla lasemagalathe Galatians ebaxelela how to stay put. Uyabayala phayana ukubana zininzi izinto ezizawunehlela zintshontshe ukholo lwenu ezifuna ukuniqomba phansi. Uthi kuyo yonke loo nto leyo ningayenzi imisteki yokuba nilahleke. Uthi stay on course. Uyachaza uthi zindehlela izinto. Uyachaza in the book of Acts uthi zindehlela izinto kodwa I preach the word. U-Acts 20, if you can read Acts 20, he will tell you there, uPaul, esithi zindehlela izinto kodwa I never stopped preaching in front of you. Akukho nto ndinganenzelanga yona eshumayela ilizwi. Uthi ndibethakele, bandiphika, bandikhanyela. Uthi ndilahlwe nangabahlobo. Uthi kodwa ngeze ndayeka ukulithetha inyaniso elilizwi lakhe. He refused to stay on course. Izinto zimshaya left, right, and center. Kodwa he refused to ukubana aphume endleleni. He stayed on course. Akangaze alahleke. That is why he wrote to the Galatians, ebaxelela ibandla, ebazinzisa, ebayala, ngoba he understood what it takes and what it means ukuba ube able to stay on course. Kunezinto ma ungahlukani nazo, your spiritual weapons ezizawubangela ukuba ube namandla, not awakho, ngoba sihambi ngokwethu amandla. Uba besihamba ngawethu amandla bahle ngesachitha kudala. Yes, yeah. I know this is not on. God, as you see, we don't leave our place of strength, which is the prayer closet. We don't leave the word of God. We eat the word. We drink the word. We sleep the word. We meditate upon it. Ngoba lona, it's a spiritual muscle. The more you read the word, the more you meditate, there's a spiritual muscle going on. There's a spiritual transaction. Izulu, liya deposita. As you are reading the word, unendwe zidepositwayo, uzibona udloba, uzibona wonwabile. Sile generation thina, siluhlobo lwabantu, elikwazi ulala lilila, livuke lihleka. Ngoba, not that izinto sezilungile, no. Kodwa, izwi liyakwazi ukunikeza joy. You know, the joy in the midst of the pain and suffering. Uzive man ukuthi there's this joy in my heart. Abantu babuzana bahayibo ebetheni lanto be iseyilungile indaba zakhe ngathi zihamba kakuhle kanti akukahambi mix kakuhle. It's just that there's the word of God brings back the joy, not happiness but joy. But there's a difference. Happiness is temporary, yeah. But joy, you get it in the midst, yeah, of your pain and tribulation. You get joy. Hlabelela ingoma yoloyiso imfazwe ingekapheli. Kodwa sowubona weyisile ngoba there's a joy in your heart. You are able to stand the test of time. You need to stay put. Ufuna pulwa radio pulpit. You need to stay put. Stay on course. Izinto zizofika 2024 zikuhlasela zizokwenzeka kodwa mazifike. Uready, but the fake une ability to stay on course. Ungalashegi ishwa.
Stay the course until the very end, mzalwane.
Until the end.
Yes. And unkulunkulu uzokubusisa. Ngoba uyayibona imizamo yakho uyayibona indlela zakho, even nalezo inyembezi uyayibona, akathule uzoyisula. Njobe ngisho mfundisi ukuthi asingafuni indlela elula yokuphuma einkingeni uma sihlangabezana nazo. Instead yokuthi sifune indlela eyilula, iya kuNkulunkulu, mbekele konke. Mthulele inhliziyo yakho izinto ukuthi ziletha ifear empilweni, izinto ukuthi you know ubona nje ngathi impilo yakho iphelile, sekuphelile nje ngawe. Konke nje lokho kulethe kuNkulunkulu and sikhuleke singaphesi. Wow. Stay
you
on
know,
course.
You know, ukholo abaphulaphuli be radio pulpit, they must understand one thing about God. Ukholo liyaqiniswa. Ukholo liyaqiniswa. Awuhambi nje uthi ngiyakholwa, therefore you expect things to run smooth ngoba wena so uyakholwa.
Yebo.
Ukholo liyaqiniswa. That is why the Bible says after he has tested you, only after he has tested you, you will come out. That's an assurance. You will come out pure as gold. But only after. Because ukholo olulwakho, the more you grow in the things of God, the more you are tested, that how far can you go? You reach a certain level, and then you are tested at that level.
Yeah.
How far can you go? That's the journey of that's the walk of faith.
Yeah.
You will get tested until you die.
Amen.
Go, but your faith has got to be tested. After usukile kwi challenge, okanye when you have overcome a challenge, you are no longer the same person. When you overcome a challenge, you are more wiser. When you overcome a challenge, you are more at peace, yeah, and resistant.
Amen.
When you overcome a challenge, you don't panic.
Yeah.
You are fit for any trial. You are fit for any fight that may come your way.
Amen.
Uyakuthemba izulu leli kuthembe ngoba wena une strategy. uyayibona une strategy sokwazi umelana nezinto so ukholo liyaqiniswa
yeah
uqiniswa ngokuthi ungene kwingxaki ezininzi ungene kwizinto ezingathi zizokubulala azizange zokubulala uqiniswa ukholo lwakho when you come out of that challenge when you come out after that suffering you will again have joy
amen
ukholo liyaqiniswa abantu bakaThixo ukholo liyaqiniswa
yeah
awukwazi uhamba nje uyecaweni uyakholwa uyakholwa but your faith has never been tried and tested God has got to have a guarantee yokuba this is my faithful servant
yeah
I have tried and tested him that's why remember the story of Job we refer to that ngoba kuthiwa uJob was a faithful man wayeyindoda egcibelele he was trusted by God That's why the devil had to say umgalile na meaning that u Satan wayezihambela endleleni and God had to boast to the devil but umgalile niya did you see my servant Job the devil did not just attack Job he was instructed to go for it
yeah
because God knew that this is my faithful servant he's able to stand the test of times I have tested him I have tried him I know he will never leave me and that's what exactly happened everything was taken away and even God instructed the devil ukuthi ungambulali you can take everything God will leave his soul
wow sho
so, ukholo liyaqiniswa awubulawa God is not killing you
yebo
God is not killing you no but he needs you to be fit for the journey ahead
yeah.
he needs you to be strong for the task at hand khona apho kubizele khona ekufuneke that you must be strong enough awukwaka kwazi ukusebenzisa akazokwazi ukusebenzisa engakulungisanga
sineka
qala kulungile
yebo
you need to be tested be a tested material uphume with 100% rating
amen
izulu lina ngenyawo
yeah
lithi well done
yeah
you faithful servant
yeah. Wow.
You don't just become a faithful servant just because wena uthu sindisiwe. No. You need to go through the fire. You need to go through the fire. You need to go through izinto ezimbi. Nabantu abangazazi and you come up, you rise above, you stay on course. Awulahleki in the midst of it all. And when you come out izulu limengenyawo to reward you for every win for every sacrifice for every heartbreak for every cry that you have cried
amen
izulu lonke ne cabinet yalo limine limele wena to reward you there are rewards I'm not talking about blessings rewards
yeah So mfundisi asithathe elincane kefu ne and then uma sibuya ke bese siyavala
Thapelo ya motho yo lukileng ina le matla tjela pele go rapelela radio pulpit moshumong o re u dirang Afrika borwa le ka ntlhamelwane ya yona
You're on 657 AM radio with the truth in his voice
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Mzalwane njoba singenile onyakeni omosha sithi stay on course ungalahleki. Asivale ke prophetess
mpulapulu wa Radio Pulpit as we about to close. Sithethile sathi stay on course ungalahleki sikhutshwa ngendumiso Psalm 119 sithi you are blessed when you stay on course walking steadily on the road revealed by God asizihambeli siyahanjiswa asizihambeli siyathethiswa asizimeli siyamiswa sinomthetheleli sinommeli everything asizenzeli siyenziswa
Amen.
So you need to understand ukuthi lendlela awuzoyihamba ngokwakho, awuzoyihamba wedwa. As you are facing 2024,
You are staying on course, pursuing. You know, when you pursue,
yeah.
It's not a one-day thing. When you pursue, it means your heart is conditioned to fight and win. When you pursue, it means your mind and your attitude is conditioned to be a winner. Now you pursue all these things, righteousness, holiness. You pursue meditating upon the word. You pursue in your prayer closet, or you will spend time with God. You will not rush God. You will spend time. You sacrifice other things to spend time in with God.
Amen.
And you will see kings visit you.
Mm.
You will see ministers visit you. When you spend time, ngoba kunezinto ozifumanayo emfihlakalweni engazithandazelanga, uzifumana ngoba usekukhoneni bakhe, uzifumana by being in the presence of God. Kunento ezidiphozithwayo kuwe. You are not a natural being when uhlala ekukhoneni bakhe. When you spend time with God, izinto awuziboni ngendlela abantu abazibona ngayo. When you spend time with God, njengabantu abahlale besenza. You are a supernatural being ngoba wena uhlale ebukhoneni bakhe.
Amen.
So as I'm about to close, stay on course, ungalahleki. May God bless each and every one of you wherever you may be listening from. Refuse kuyo yonke into ozohlangabezana nayo. Use every spiritual weapon just to keep your head above the water.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Bakuthola kuphi mfundisi mongekho la emoyeni?
Hello?
Utholakala kuphi mongekho la emoyeni?
On WhatsApp 084-377-391. On my Facebook, Ntombocolo Mthombeni, NSF, Ntosh Speaks Family. That's my page, where you go and see my videos and everything, my contacts. I'm available on social.
Amen. Siyabonga mfundisi ngesikhathi sakho, siyabonga nanokuthi usibusise, asiphinde sihlangane futhi next week Sunday ngaso lesi sikhathi. God bless.
Love you all. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Love you too. Ya ngu prophetess Ntombocolo Mthombeni namohla besixoxa la indaba sethi stay on course mzalwane. Pray hard uma izinto zingahambi kahle and uNkulunkulu uzophendula aphinde akblesse and aku empowere to stay the course. Angiphume la uyeza uPastor Ray Lihodi uzoqhubeka nawe njoba selizoshaya ihora lesihlanu kuze kube u7 bese ke ngiyabuya ekuseni ngo4 ohlelweni omphathalacane. Shalom.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.